Hola.
Hi.
Bienvenidas a Super Mamas.
Super Mamas.
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and sisters.
I have two beautiful girls, Krista, who's 4, and Sabina, who's 1.
And I have a handsome baby boy, Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, ¿listas?
Here we go.
Hola, Super Mamas.
Hi.
Hi. This week on the show, we're going to talk all everything that happened over the weekend, the Super Mama Social. Thank you for coming. It
Thank
was amazing.
You.
It was awesome. And we also have Maritere
Rodriguez Velas, author of 2 bike racing bicultural children books.
And she's going to tell us all about her journey to writing the book, everything that she has older children now. So she's going to give us like really good
tips.
Oh my
God. She like on marriage. Knowledge.
Oh yeah,
yes,
she did. You guys are going to really enjoy this episode.
We're so happy for this episode. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Hello. Hello! Hi, mamas!
How are you?
Paulina, how was your weekend?
My weekend was uneventful. My weekend was amazing. It was great. It was...
So what did you do this weekend?
I went to the Super Mama Social.
I went to this really cool event. I went to this really awesome event put together by these two sisters that have a podcast. It was like a Super Mama Social. In LA.
It was amazing. It was incredible.
I just really want to just off the bat really thank everyone that helped helped us put the event together. Evelyn Jimenez, who was a guest on the show early on. Betsy, another guest and a personal friend. Both of them friends of ours.
Thank you,
because,
ladies.
Because, ladies, without you guys, the event wouldn't have gone as smoothly and as... I would have been like crazy running around. I would not have had time to put my makeup on. So thank you, ladies,
so much
all of your hard work. I am so thankful.
Yes.
So thankful for you, what you guys helped us achieve. And thank you to all the moms who came. It was so much fun.
So much fun. People came from all over.
Yes,
San Diego,
drove.
San Juan Capistrano. There was our friend Lendi. Shout out to Lendi.
Lendi.
Came all the way from Northern California. Mm-hmm. 12-hour drive.
With
to
her,
come to the
with
social.
Her man
and her daughter, I know,
and her
Lendi,
daughter,
thank you so
and I
much.
Really hope, Lendi, I really hope you had fun and it was worth the drive.
I know everybody that came to say hi to us. I seriously have taken everything that you've told me in my heart, and I am very happy that I got to know a lot of incredible women. I feel so inspired, and so I have so much energy, good energy to move forward, to keep going. I'm taking everything with me, and I am just so thankful to have every single one of you. I want to especially give a shout out to Vo.
Oh,
Violet,
yes.
Because, you know.
It's really hard to mention all the moms we met.
I know. But like, she really touched a special place in my heart.
Oh.
Girl, email me, okay? Email me, because I love talking to you, and I just want to tell you that you're special and loved, and I was so happy to meet you.
Aww.
Everybody there. Everybody. I had an amazing time.
The panels
time.
Were great.
Oh my God, yeah.
I loved having the moms up on stage. I loved everything about it. All wonderful sponsors. You guys, Target, like...
Came through.
Tiro la casa por la ventana. ¿Cómo se dice?
Yeah, they did.
They did like an incredible setup. Northgate Markets. I don't know if you guys got those little pens. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of moms were like, what do I do with this thing? Like, okay, so it's a pen...
Pencil.
From this pencil. It's a pencil from this company called Sprout. So Northgate bought these for you, ladies. These pencils, they're pencils, and you write them. And when you're done with the pencil, you put the end in soil,
mm-hmm.
and then they grow.
They grow.
Into like,
cilantro.
I think cilantro was what they gave
cilantro,
out. But this company has so many different types. It's like crazy. I like flipped out when they showed me what they were going to
give. I know,
give.
The video is crazy, right? You guys should Google that. We'll put a link on the website.
On the website. It's Proud.
So, but you can see it, but it's amazing.
Thank you, Northgate. Like, you guys, like all the produce you guys gave to Root Down LA and show kids how to cook vegetables. That was so much fun. Oh my God. I you know, again, everything was great. I am so Toyota of downtown LA with their minivan. Thank you so much. You guys, if you're looking to buy a car, please, and you live in LA, go to Toyota downtown LA.
Mention this, the podcast. Yeah. Treat you like royalty.
Yeah. Tell them that, like, hey, I heard you have a Super Mama special, and they'll hook you up. They will even go to your house and send you the paperwork so you don't even have to go and wait forever.
Yes.
Like, they're so great.
They are so great.
Why am I jeans? Oh my God. That, like, the panel that we had, mm-hmm. so exciting. I can't wait for the video so we can share it with everybody and do it again next year.
Yes. What was your favorite part?
Okay. My favorite part was meeting all the moms.
I know.
That was my favorite part. Like, talking to everybody, seeing how engaged everybody was.
Putting, like, a face to the handles on Instagram.
Yeah. And, like, like, realizing that there people actually listen to a show. Like, sometimes I'm like,
crazy.
I didn't, you know, it's like, we get numbers and stuff and, like, see how many people will listen. But, like, you don't really understand. Like,
yeah.
I love how, like, one mom was like, is your husband wearing G-Star today? And I was like, yes.
I know, Ramiro said that. People were like, you're Ramiro, right? I heard, like, your episode.
I know. I'm like, yes. Yes, he is.
I love all the dads that came.
All the dads that came. And all the dads who are fans.
I know.
BTW, they're dads that listen to us. So shout out to you guys that are, like, listening to us right now. And we had women that, we had, like, non-mommy listeners there, too. They were like, I just came, girl. And I had so much fun. I'm leaving so inspired. And I'm like, that is so awesome.
Yes. It was, the kids had so much fun. You know, I think one of my favorite parts also was how much fun Krista had.
Yeah.
Like, she had
perdió los zapatos.
Yes, she lost her shoes. Guys, if you saw some shoes around, some silver shoes or my daughter's, please let me know.
That's like a girl at a club. She walks out without her shoes on.
Yeah, she was hungry when we left, which is, like, nothing that she ever does. She was hungry. She was like, Mommy, I had so much fun. Her legs were hurting. She didn't have any shoes. Until the end, remember, she was just like, she had so much fun that I was like, I am so happy that I can be like, they're the reason why we do this. And just to see them enjoy it so much. Like, your son had so much fun.
My son had so much fun at the pump and splash station.
You know, like, just to see their face, like, saying, like, you know, we put this together and here you go. Go enjoy it. Like, just, she was everywhere. Like, there were points where we're like, where's Krista? Like, we didn't even know she was taking care of herself in the event. And everybody was taking care of her at the same time. But that was so, so, so fulfilling for me. Like, yesterday when I was thinking about it, I was like, I'm so glad that Krista had such an amazing time, because it's all for them, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that all the kids out there had the same experience as my daughter, because she had a blast.
And also, ladies, I need to ask you guys a huge, huge favor. If you were at the social, if you attend the social, please fill out our survey. Please, please fill out our survey, because we need to know, like, what we did right, what we did wrong, what, you know, we definitely gonna do it again. That's for sure, because we had so much fun doing it. And, like, seeing all the smiling faces, like, it's for sure happening again, like, but we just want to make it better.
Yes.
So if you guys would go on surveymonkey.com/r/supermamas, you could fill out the survey. If not, visit supermamassocial.com. Again, supermamassocial.com, and click on the survey link. Please, or supermamassocial.com/survey, just go on our website and we will put the link of the survey there. But I just really, like, do me that favor. Hook a sister up.
And it will be for your own benefit, because next time it'll be that much better.
Yeah. And, like, we'll listen to everything and we'll read all of the suggestions and comments. And, you know, we just want to make it, like, the best event. We want to make it, like, your favorite event of the year.
Yes,
so help us make it better.
We do. We do. Thank you again to everybody. All the vendors, all the great vendors that we had.
Oh, my God. Everybody was happy.
Everybody was happy. Like, I know, Todo Verde, Viva Los Cupcakes, Kids Rock Entertainment, Fiesta
Little
Creations,
Libros.
Little Libros, La Libreria, Children's Hospital of LA. Guys, we are going to have a page, Super Mama's fun page, where you guys can go and donate directly to the hospital.
Yes.
Because I think it's, like, that's very, very important. If you please, I'm going to put the link on the website so you guys can go, and we are going to donate all that money to the hospital. Go get some YMI jeans.
Yeah.
Go to Northgate.
Go to Northgate. Shop at Northgate.
Shop at Northgate. Who else are we missing? Califia.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Califia. Califia hooked it up.
Skinny jeans. Thank you. Thank you. I love micheladas.
Skinny girl wine.
Skinny girl wine.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans is what I'm wearing right now. Skinny girl wines was like, did the most as well. They really hooked up the moms with wine.
I know.
And spirits. Everybody had a really, really good time. I love micheladas.
I love micheladas.
Thank you. I love micheladas for hooking up the moms with micheladas. Well, we just had a great time. We can't, we're going to be sharing all the Supermama pictures, the Supermama Social pictures on their website, so stay tuned, supermamasocial.com. And today we're going to have a wonderful, incredible guest, guys. We have Maritere Rodriguez Velas, author of Arroz con Pollo and Apple Pie, Raising Bicultural Children, and also author of Raising Bilingual Children.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that interview. And again, thank you so much to everyone that came
That made it, that made our dreams possible.
I know, it's incredible. All right, guys.
And keep on dreaming, ladies. Keep on dreaming.
Never stop. Never stop. All right, who knows what's to come for Super Bowl?
Who knows? Who knows?
All right, ladies. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Our guest for today, Maritere Rodriguez Bellas. I like your last, your second last name. It's like, hi, I'm Bella. Right?
Well, actually, so you know, my husband is Greek American and his last name is Bellas.
Oh, it Bellas. So happens
that it's written with two L's, but it's pronounced with one L.
Like the, like in that movie, the... The Acoustic Bellas. Oh my God! The that movie where all like
the Big Fat Greek Wedding.
No, not the Fat Greek Wedding. There's a movie about a group of singers, and they're called the Bellas.
Uh huh.
Never mind.
Probably never heard of it.
I know someone out there is wanting to be like, yeah, that's the name of that movie. I don't remember the name of it. I don't know why I bought it. It's in my collection.
You're so funny.
I'm ashamed. Maritere, how are you? Thank you so much for being here today.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
And a little bit about Maritere. She's an author of two books now, right?
Yes.
Is the one I'm holding in my hand already released? Because I know it was pre-ordered on your website.
No, it is already released.
It has been released.
Since March. Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
The second book, yes.
And this is probably my favorite title of a book. When I read it, I was like, this is the best title ever. It's called Arroz con Pollo. Polo. Is it Polo? Arroz con Pollo and Apple Pie, Raising Bicultural Children.
Nice. I love it.
How did you get started with this?
Well, this is an interesting story. So you know, my...
And congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Is this like a little baby? How's that? How, like,
it was
that, like, do you feel
second,
like, so proud?
Well, my now my fourth baby, because the first one was published in 2013.
Oh.
It was an ebook, and it was published in Spanish and in English as an ebook. And
the name of that book?
Is Raising Bilingual Children, Como Criar Niños Bilingües.
Awesome.
And it's on the all the ebook, like Amazon, and you know, you can get it downloaded on Kindle and all that. And as a result of being an ebook only, when I started going to book festivals and you know, like the LA Times
book
festival, and CABE, the California Association for Bilingual Education, and, you know, started to ask, people were asking me about the book, I realized that I have two audiences for my my message.
Uh-huh.
One is the second or third generation, you know, millennial Latinas, like you ladies. And the other one is the older mom like me that, or the abuelita that still wants to go to a
bookstore,
fair, or a festival and take a book home to bring to
somebody.
You know, somebody. So,
hey, millennials like to get books too.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
To get books too.
Let me tell you something. I'm in a book club and I was the only one until recently that actually had books. Everybody had, you know, would read from Kindle or what have you. And I'm like, I refuse, I'm not, but I would like to sit down in my chair with my book in my hand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I realized that I didn't want to wait any longer. And when you go into the, you know, with the a a publisher, it takes a long time to have a book published.
Yeah.
Right. So I felt like the timing was right to get the second book out because it complements the bilingual with the bicultural. And the original name for this book, title for this book, I used to call it Neither From Here Nor From There.
Neither aquí ni allá.
I know it, but it sounds great in Spanish.
Yeah,
but in English was like neither here nor there. It was so boring.
Yeah, you're right. like neither here nor there. Like no. This is a very complicated title.
It was boring. So I'm talking to my 26 year old, and well, now 26. He was 25 at the time, and we started brainstorming. And I was like, you know, I just need something more catchy. So we went from all kinds of areas until we got into the food. He's like, well, Mom, what is something that everybody, you know, that's Latino, Hispanic, can relate to in terms, you know, a food that we all eat? And I started thinking, I said, well, how about arroz con pollo? He says, great. And apple pie. Apple pie is very American. You right. put those together. So anyway, so I have you to know, give him the credit because he came up
arroz
with
con pollo is my daughter's favorite.
Like, arrozito con pollito.
Arrozito con pollito.
Yeah,
that's all she eats.
I know. Well,
every kid that I know, it's chicken
and
rice.
I know. So anyway.
So that's a good one. Good title.
So that's how the title. And, you know, this is the second print, a box of books that I have done. And the first event that we did also at Plaza with two other authors, one guy came to me and said, you know, I love this. I love your title. Love everything. There's something missing in your book. And I'm like, what's that? You have to include the recipe for arroz con pollo and apple pie. And I'm like, duh, how did I not think of that? Anyway, so the next reprint is going to have the recipe.
The second edition.
The second edition is going to have the recipe in there. You know, the way I make my arroz con pollo, and everybody, I'm sure, has their own way.
So where are you from?
Puerto Rico.
How old were you?
Born and raised.
Oh, born
in
raised.
Puerto Rico.
When did you move to?
I came to California to study.
I know.
Yeah, I went to Pepperdine.
I went to this little college called Pepperdine.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Own it. I was like, girl, Pepperdine. Were you surfing on the weekends or what?
No.
Pepperdine is in Malibu for all of you guys.
No, it's really interesting. I ended up going there. I had just graduated from college. I did my first, my last 2 years of college in Puerto Rico. And my youngest brother is 4 years younger than me. So he was venturing out to California. And, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had a bachelor's degree in languages, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to teach, or I was still not sure what, you know, what I was supposed to be doing. I always knew I wanted to be a writer, but I wasn't sure what to do.
Right.
So my dad says, well, you know, your brother's going to California. If you want to go and you know, get your master's degree, I'll pay for it.
Oh,
so I'm like, and I think he's thinking was I would keep an eye on my brother. I think that's what his motivation was. So I said, fine, I'll do it. And anyway,
fine, I'll move to Malibu.
I know, really. I was like,
twist
okay.
my arm.
So anyway, I by happenstance went to a meeting. I had an internship at the American Heart Association, which was actually around here somewhere. And went to the meeting, and I met my husband, Peter, and ended up marrying him 2.5 years later. And aww. We made a life here in California because he loved it here. He grew up in Ohio. Discovered the water, and there was no way he was going anywhere else. So,
and you have
no
two
more
children,
shoveling,
right?
No snow.
You have two children?
I do. I have.
Well, no, they're not children anymore.
I know.
They're always going to be children, right?
I know, really, always. Yeah, for you that are starting, you're always
because now you're
be
dealing
a mom.
With like girlfriends and boyfriends and heartbreaks and life yes. and like I'm yes. lost like
yes.
what am I doing with my life
yeah.
mom
yes and you know what the podcast thing that we were talking about I would love to do and concentrate more on mas maduras, you know, with older kids that are dealing with, you know, teenage years to all the way to, you know, I now have an adult relationship with my children, and the relationship and the bonding is very different, and you know it's not. It gets easier, but not, because now you don't get to, I mean, you can voice your opinion, but they're going to do what they are going to do right. anyway. And when they're little, you control that.
Yeah. How often do you call them? Do they call you?
Actually, my daughter still lives at home because okay, she good. Went off to college. She was her last semester of college was in and she went to a study abroad, and she just came back from Madrid. And she's at LMU now taking her last class, and
that's
she'll be
another
done.
Beautiful campus. Yeah. LMU is beautiful.
It's a great school. Right? And my son went to LMU also. He's he has his own film production company.
Oh,
and
look at you raising two wonderful children.
He is very, he's like you girls, very animated and outgoing and ambitious.
I have a 24-year-old sister I can introduce him to. I'm just saying.
That'd be awesome. Okay. Does she look like you?
She actually
she looks just like Gracia, right. actually. They a lot of people confuse them all the time, right?
All the time. They always say, like, why don't you say hi to my sister? She turns around, she's like, that's because I'm not my sister. Like, I think you have me confused. I think you think I'm Gracia.
That's so funny. Yeah. And is she going to school? What is she doing?
Yeah, she graduated from USC.
All right.
Yeah.
Definitely why.
She's looking for Oracle right now. Anyway, okay. We're always trying to play matchmakers
with our siblings.
So,
how old is your daughter?
I have a brother too. No, I'm just kidding. Okay,
my daughter's 23.
Well, my brother's 29.
All right.
I'm just saying. Do they both speak Spanish? I'm going to assume your kids.
Well, that's an interesting story. Married to, and I listened to your podcast where you had Lola visiting.
Yes.
And I could relate to some of the things that she was saying because my husband did not speak Spanish. So first language for both my kids was Spanish. And my son retained a lot of it. Like, oh my God, it was just amazing for him. When he was about 3, and he would look at me and talk to me in Spanish and look at his dad and talk to him in English. And that blew me away because I learned languages in school. So it was just amazing. And but the more I wanted Peter to participate in the conversation, the more I would veer to English. So wrong. Don't do that.
That's what I'm doing. No. And I know. No. I'm all about like bilingualism, keep your culture. And I'm at home and I'm like, oh crap, I'm speaking English all the time.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just say this to you. Just don't beat yourself up either. Just try to continue with the Spanish as much as you can. Yeah. Keep in the back of your mind that they're getting English at school and around other children. Mm-hmm. The more you continue with the Spanish, like my son can carry a conversation in Spanish. We go to Puerto Rico every year. He talks to my parents in Spanish and all that. My daughter got the grammar, more of the grammar. And that's a story that I'll tell you in a minute. And so her grammar was better than speaking.
Right.
So that's why she took it all the way to high school. And then we always knew that she wanted to study abroad in Spain so she could come back. And so it was really awesome having Spanish conversations with my daughter recently.
Aww.
When she came back, and she really wants to go back. She loved it and she wants to go and live there and work there. So that's another story. Anyway, for now she's here. And just the more you can do the Spanish, at least until they're about 8 years old, they won't forget it. They'll continue on. If los abuelitos le hablan, you know, it's just, they get the English at school anyway.
Yeah. They do.
So the more you do it at home in Spanish, the better it is. And let me tell you, the interesting thing is that I knew this growing up because back in Puerto Rico, I was in a school where the American nuns were there. So by the time I graduated from high school, I was completely bilingual. And mm-hmm. the island, because it's part of territory of the United mm-hmm. States, there's a lot of English there. Mm-hmm. So I already knew when I moved out here the importance of being bilingual. And it took a whole bunch of studies, scientific studies over the last 5, 6, 7 years mm-hmm. to prove to now
the world,
all the parents in California, oh, I want my kid in a dual immersion school because I want them to be bilingual. So the list of Caucasian English dominant families wanting their kids to go into these immersion schools is this long.
My kids are enrolled in a dual immersion, and the waiting list is crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And when I was doing the interviews for parents and, you know, dual immersion teachers, I included a lot of that information in my first book. The principal, there's a school in Redondo Beach called Washington Elementary, and they were just starting the dual immersion there, and she was saying the waiting list is crazy.
It's crazy. And it's by lottery, too. So.
Exactly. And then the interesting thing is that because it's a ratio.
Yes,
Either 90, 20, or whatever. So she was having a hard time still. The immigrant mom that comes here wants the kids to adjust to English so well.
Yes.
So she's like, you need to go out there and talk to the parents that have just came here about the importance of continuing with the language.
Yeah.
I think that's my message. And that's my, you know, I want to go out there and talk to the parents at the schools and just tell them, please continue, you know.
Yeah. I find that very, also, like, that's the one thing that's challenging for these new schools, because a lot of the Caucasian families wants to go, or like non-Caucasians, like other races want to go to those schools.
Non-Hispanic.
And a lot of the Hispanic families are like very iffy about sending their kids. For some reason, I think it's because, you know, like you said, you know, when our parents got here, it was all about adjusting, like learning English, English.
There's
like,
still that mentality.
We have to fit in. And now it's like, oh, my kid lost the Spanish. A lot of those kids lost their Spanish, and now when they have kids, they don't know how to teach it to them because they don't have it.
Yeah.
So there's like, I think a lot of the moms in our generation that are like, oh, I need to teach my kids Spanish again. But it's a little harder because they themselves lost it already. Right. So it's hard. And these dual immersion schools are starting to grow, but there's still not that many.
Right.
And there's a high demand
exactly
to go.
Exactly. No, I know. And, you know, people in my generation, that was what happened.
Yes.
And I can't tell you how many friends I have that so regret that the parents never taught them Spanish.
Yeah.
So I didn't want that for my kids. I wanted them to, you know, to be able to carry a conversation and you know, truth be told, the benefits and are going to look for a job.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know, that's what we would tell my daughter, is like, you know how much you're put in this category. You are completely bilingual. You can write and read in Spanish versus the English only
dominant.
A person that comes and applies for the job. And now all these companies want these kids that are completely bilingual.
Bilingual and bicultural.
And bicultural.
Yeah, because
that
they
understand the culture.
Yes.
You know, so anyway, yeah. My kids grew up with three cultures, so you know.
I know.
Yes.
Well, because, you know, we had to bring in the Greek
Similar to the Latino Hispanic
very
culture,
similar
though.
Very similar, but I, you know, I still introduce them to the foods that, you know, my mother-in-law taught me how to make a lot of the Greek dishes.
I love
and
Greek food. Have you been to Papa Crystal's right here?
Yeah,
place,
I'm going to my way home. I'm going to pick up dinner on my way home.
Okay.
Although I could do that here too, because it smells delicious.
Or you can take both of them, right? And then you do like a multicultural dinner at your home.
Exactly.
So what tips, tricks, or what do you recommend? Or for a mom like me personally, I was actually thinking about this on my drive here this morning. My little kid just discovered television.
Right.
Yeah. He discovered...
How old is he?
15 months. 16 months.
Okay.
I know. But he discovered Zootopia. He just went crazy. Like crazy when I saw it. And I was like, I can't steal this from you, right? So then, and I left, and my mom arrived in the morning. She's helping me with the baby. And I was driving home, and I was like, driving to work, and I was like, why didn't I put that movie in Spanish?
Yeah.
You know, like I had that opportunity this morning, and I just completely missed it because, you know, he's watching this and it's in English, and I'm like, I should at least put that in Spanish, right? So it's just little things that you don't think about on the regular, but
yeah. Well, next time you put it in Spanish. It's okay.
My husband's Spanish isn't 100%, and I try as hard as I try really hard to speak to him in Spanish as much as possible, but there are certain ways certain things where my husband and I speak English at home. So right. when we're in the car or when we are all in the family, my husband and I are speaking to each other in English. So he's listening to mommy and daddy speak that way. Mm-hmm. Are there any tips or anything that you can tell me to do or any hacks, any like bilingual hacks that you have?
You know, first of all, don't beat yourself up. You know, you're doing the best you can. And when mom, the most important thing I can tell you is that when you are with your baby, if you can talk to him in Spanish and just, you know, what you want is for him to listen and to hear the sounds, and it'll come to him. And the more you do it, the more he will understand it, and the more he will be talking and saying a few words, even if it's just a few words. If you and your husband have to speak in English, that's okay. Then perhaps what you do is during the day at home, you set up a time where you only speak in Spanish. And the baby grows, you know, every even though he doesn't understand the timing yet, but he will as he grows up. Let's say Mondays after dinner, we read only Spanish books. And you do maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Tuesday and Thursday you do the English books. So then he's familiar with both languages. And he understands that both languages are important. And he goes to Abuelita's house and he hears the sounds in Spanish. And so he's gonna be familiar to him. So just do it that way. Just establish a time when you read only in Spanish, maybe when you talk only in Spanish, and have your husband, work with you on this. It's really important that the kids see that there's a united front. So if it's just for like 2 hours out of the day that you and your husband are only going to talk in Spanish, even if it's just silly conversations because you can't carry a whole conversation in Spanish, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Only like if we're saying, María se fue a la librería. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't beat yourself
¿Dónde
up.
¿Dónde está el baño?
You know, the one thing that I'm having problems with lately, and I've tried to talk to in Spanish to my kids since they were little. My husband is mainly Spanish speaker, but he's also learning English. So he talks a lot in English because he's practicing. But anyway, that the part that I'm having problems with lately, it's like I realize is the R. Like, and she's already 4 and she's already losing the little R. You know what I mean? Lola's because program. I'm like, so I'm having like every day I'm like, R con R cigarro, R con R barril. And then she's like, okay. And so I make her repeat it over and over again because I notice that she's starting to like carry her R's differently. And I think that's like a huge difference, right? On the Spanish and the English, like when you are a native English speaker, you can tell right away with the R's. It's like, it's hard. And I'm like really having trouble with her pronouncing the R right. And it's the hardest thing.
Now, does your husband talk to the kids in Spanish?
In both. But okay. I already told, like, we've been talking lately about, like, just Spanish. Because they're going to... She's 4. She speaks really good Spanish. She understands
That would
everything.
Be the ideal, because you both speak it. It would be the ideal situation, at least for the next few years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when the 4-year-old starts school, she's going to get the English there.
Yeah.
And then she's going to know... this is when I speak English, and I come home and I speak Spanish with my mom and dad.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that's why, you know, in your case, your baby's too small to make that connection. But I'm thinking that if you set up a time during the day, every day, where there's only Spanish, he's going to grow up understanding that and it'll become part of our daily routine, like brushing his teeth every day, you know, twice a day before
and
he goes to
brushing
bed
and teeth is like only in Spanish, or shower time is only Spanish.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna try to do that, and I'm gonna keep you guys posted on my journey. Okay, well, let's take a break. My bilingual journey with both. I'm gonna tell for my husband too, like, okay, mi amor, ahorita más español. He's gonna be like, I'm going to sleep. Okay, so let's take a break, and when we come back, we will be back with our Patterns to Pattern segment brought to you by Seventh Generation. We'll be right back. Ay, Dios mío, este es un tema de espero. message we have during the break, because I'm like, why aren't we recording this?
It always happens, right?
Yeah, it's like we stop recording and then we're like, go outside, and I'm like, why didn't we talk about when the mic was on? So we're back with our Patterns to Patterns segment, brought to you by 7 Generation, where we ask our guest to share with us a generational pattern that they're currently breaking, are working on, or would like to break in their life. Maritere?
Well, I thought about this at midnight last night when I read what I was supposed to be doing today, because Betsy sent the email out, but I never got it until midnight. Anyway, and this morning when I woke up, I was like, yeah, that's a good one, because I wanted to tell you something different. I mentioned it a little bit earlier about the United Front. I remember growing up where my mom and dad were not always on the same page in terms of discipline.
Oh, that's a great one.
And I remember my mom feeling like, you know, she would send us to the room and my dad would come back from work and we would be out of the room. And she always, I remember her face, like she always felt like my dad wasn't respecting her, you know, having punished us for whatever it is we were misbehaving or some silly thing. But it was important for her that we follow her rules.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was the one at home with us, yeah. Right? So then my papi would come and like, you know, it's okay, you know, da da da. And she hated that. And as I was growing up, I knew that she really did not like that at all. So when it was my turn to raise kids, I remember one of the conversations that my husband and I had was like, we always have to have a united front. Even if we don't agree in something, you have to back me up and I have to back you up, because
right.
Mixed messages is not a good thing. You know,
you're
kids grow
right.
up with saying, oh, I can always go to mommy and she mm-hmm. will do this, or I can go to papi and she will. So my kids try that, and kids do. They
yeah.
test
oh,
everything.
Yeah.
So I remember vividly my husband was saying, what did your mom say? She said, da 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 da. Well, that's it. Then you can't go. You can't go to the park, or you can't go to, you can't watch TV, or you can't play in your computer. You have to wait. Da, da, da. You have to follow your mom's rule. So they knew they couldn't play each
and
other.
And vice versa.
Yeah. And vice versa.
So or they how about like the, I don't know, go ask your mom. And I'm like, what? Okay. Or like, no, go ask your dad. You have to like just.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in the discipline area. It's really, really important that they know that you're in this together and they can't play each other. You know, they can't play you.
Yeah, that is such a great tip.
Yeah.
And
you know, now that my kids are older, we talk about it, and they said, you know, we hated that. You were always in the same, you know, you're always together, and it's like, that's the way it's supposed to be.
And that's the way you need to be with your partner,
yeah,
your spouse.
Yeah. No, and they totally appreciate it. I mean, now we have conversations about the way, like, you know, their friends grew up, and they compare themselves to how... And of course, they were in a more ethnic environment, and the Greeks are, like you said, very similar to the Latinos in the way that they bring kids up. And so, you know, they always said, oh, but in someone's house, this, that, and the other. And you know, we would say, yeah, but this is this house. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
I love this. Actually, we don't do sleepovers. Like in our...
Oh, I did not grow up with sleepovers.
Yeah, no, neither did I.
And my daughter wanted to have a sleepover at 5, and we're like, no way. You're not doing that. It was, but this is our cultural thing.
Yeah,
yeah, no, we don't.
Very American.
Yeah, we do not do sleepovers. My brother actually mentioned that to us, remember? Mm-hmm. Not too long ago, my brother said, you know, I was listening to this podcast, and they were talking about, like, what was the secret to, like, a relationship and parenting and stuff. And the guest that he was listening to said that it's really important that you have a united front with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that it's like not like, well, mom said and like that, like exactly
yeah.
what you said.
Yeah.
And also he added to that saying, you know, eventually your children will move out.
Yes,
exactly.
And do their own lives.
Exactly.
And I think that's kind of where you are right now in life, right?
That's exactly.
And the only other person there with you is going to be your co-pilot.
Right.
And your, right. And your yeah. and, you know, your partner.
There's one more thing that I'm going to say since you bring that up.
Yes.
Because you're this is going to be a good thing for you, I think.
drop knowledge. Drop
just
knowledge.
Remember that you are a mom and you're a very good mom and your children are the number one thing, but so is your husband.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Find time. Go on dates with your husband every week. You leave the kids with someone you trust. And even if you go down the street for coffee for like an hour, you do it.
Yes.
It's very important. My kids grew up knowing that my marriage, our marriage, was as important as our being parenting parents to them. And to this day, it's like, you know.
And how long have you been married for?
32 years.
Ooh, amen, oh, wow. Sister. Well, that's the secret.
32 years. So, you know, it's even to this day, we go on dates every week. Every week we have a date. About two times, maybe three. Well, now that he's going to be on the way to retirement, maybe. we're not paying for college. but twice a year, we would always go somewhere for like one or two nights. And it's just so important you maintain that relationship with your husband. Because like you say, they're going to be gone. And it's either you're going to grow together or you're going to grow apart. Mm-hmm. And when the kids go out the door, one of you will go out the door too.
Oy.
That makes sense. Oh, yeah, that's true.
So
thank
honestly,
you for that.
Thank you.
So you spend time with your hubbies and just let the kids grow up knowing that the bond honest, that you and your husband have is as important
right.
as
thank
the bond
you
that,
that
you have as a parent. So.
Well, I just feel much better about the decision I made yesterday. Because my husband and I just booked the trip together for the both of us only.
Yeah,
we're going to be gone for a week. And then we were driving and I was like, you know, babe, as we get more kids, we need to plan two family trips. One for you and I and one for us with the
Absolutely.
Family.
I do that every
and
year.
And that's what we do every year, too.
I feel like every time we go somewhere and just be by ourselves, we come back like refreshed and reconnected.
Yes.
And like because sometimes you forget what it was like before having kids.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you know what? Let me tell you something, ladies. Parenting is tough. It is the most amazing, rewarding of all adventures, but it is so, I mean,
freaking hard.
Think about it. What you're doing right now as they are little, it's going to define the people that they're going to be.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Someone has to tell you
that.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
It's really true. It is true. I mean, and so many times I feel like, oh my God, I think I fail on that one. Or I fail. I mean, moms are not perfect, but you just do your best. But it is, so you just need to spend time with your husband and, you know,
it's true.
Be a couple.
True.
Be
true.
A couple.
Hey. Amen. Okay, ladies, for more information on 7th Generation products, please make sure to visit their website at 7thgeneration.com. Again, 7thgeneration.com. And if any of you guys use their stuff, like my sister and I do,
tag us.
Make sure to hashtag your product and tell us why you love 7th Generation by using the hashtag SuperMamaGeneration on your photo. Okay, we'll be right back. We're back once again with another favorite segment of ours, our Super Mama Pick or Tip of the Week.
Yay!
I always started with like no idea what my pick's going to be. And as I pressed record, I was like, crap, I don't have a pick. But I'll think of something.
It always stems out from like
from what we're
what
doing. Yeah, yeah. So Marie Tere, besides obviously getting your book and that being your pick and our Super Mama Pick or Tip of the Week, what is another tip that you have for us or pick?
Tip or pick? You know, I was thinking about that. What would I say when you asked me that? The first thing that came to mind, to be honest, I remember my mom would always, she would always have a lipstick near her. She would always put lipstick on. And the way I do it now is I always have a lip gloss on. So when I'm like out and about and I, because I drink a lot of water, I, you know, and I'm either going inside the store or going to an interview or doing whatever, I always have my lip gloss because it's hard to look in the mirror all the time to put your lipstick on. So I just put a lip gloss on.
That's a really really good one.
I always try to help.
So yeah, you know, it had nothing to do with our topic, but I thought, oh, well.
No, that's a good tip for the moms because, you know, sometimes we don't, it's hard. I always travel with like my suitcase of makeup. My sister always makes fun of me because I carry like all my makeup with me all the time. I'm like, just in case I need it. But that's a good one. We should just
Have sometimes I don't want to carry my little, you know.
No, mine is big.
Makeup bag. So I just
she has like a full size bag.
Oh,
that's. I'm like, did you bring your entire makeup collection to work today?
Sometimes I do. But yeah, that's a good tip. But lately, what I've done, and I think that's gonna be my tip, is like I pick out like three or four things that I think are like the most basic. Makeup, right. Like a mirror, a lipstick, the eyelash curler, mascara.
Yeah.
And that's, I put it in a little bag and that's what I've been carrying in my purse lately.
Yeah. I do that when I go out at night. Like, you know, if I go out with my husband or whatever, I just bring the little mirror with the little lip gloss. And that's pretty much is my cell, my glasses, because I can't see the menu if I have my reading glasses on. Anyway, so...
Brice?
Oh, well, since we're talking about lip glosses and blah, 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 I am going to give you guys a beauty pick for this week because I don't know if you know this about me, but I love makeup, like, a lot. And
so you should be the one walking with a whole suitcase full of makeup.
Yes. Yeah, I should. But, you know, you ladies, it's summer. And... I had struggled a lot, like finding like a right SPF because, you know, like sometimes like they leave you that white film and it's like, then you put the SPF and then your foundation or whatever you wear. So you're always kind of like, you know, it's just, there's so much to think about when it's summer and makeup and SPF. So lately I've been using like a regular SPF and then on top of it, I used like a primer kind of. This is one of my picks. It's called the Camera Ready CC Cream for Smashbox. And it has an SPF 30 and it's dark spot correcting.
Oh,
and really, really, really like the consistency. I like the way it feels on my face. And it's also really good. Like, for example, if you're going out and about just to do an errand or something and you don't want to do like makeup on,
like do a foundation and
or anything, you can just put this on and it has like a really good feel to it. It's like you're putting on like cream on your face.
That's cool.
But it's tinted. And you get like a light tint, not like full, it's not full coverage or anything. It's just like, I'm wearing like that and foundation today.
Uh-huh.
But I really like it. And it has SPF 30.
That's
and
really
it
good.
Hydrates you, it protects you, and it also has dark spot correction, so they say. I haven't really noticed any difference in my spots or anything, but I know spots. It has SPF 30, so I love it. I love it.
And well,
I
especially got it in this with shade. The weather, it's been so hot, and you know, when you're driving, you don't think that you're getting sun, but you are. You are.
Oh yes,
and especially your hands. That's another great pick.
Oh yeah,
it's a hand cream hand that cream.
With SPF.
Yes,
because when you're driving. Yeah, you guys wear SPF on your hands.
Exactly.
Yes.
Otherwise, they get.
And don't
like
leave it
mine.
In your car too. My dermatologist, my facialist told me, don't leave your makeup in the car.
Oh no!
Don't
no.
leave your lip gloss or your lip balm in the car. And I used to do that because I used to be like, I need to keep one in my car all the time. So he's like, no. And because I was starting getting a lot of like blackheads around my lips and like pimples. And she was like, well, do you leave your lip gloss in the car? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, so with the heat, it separates the oil from the protectant. So when you put it on, all you're putting on your lips is oil.
Ooh.
And the oil goes into your pores and creates these blackheads and pimples.
Interesting.
And she's like, all your makeup goes bad if you leave it in the sun because the heat separates all the molecules and then now you're just left with just like oil or just like so you guys don't leave your stuff in the car.
Well, like I've heard that you're not supposed to leave plastic
bottles
with water
because water gets really
yeah
hot
yeah
and so
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And you're not supposed to drink it.
I have another pick.
Okay, go.
My pick this week is also going to be the new YouTube video that our friend Luz Warrior uploaded on her YouTube channel.
Yes.
It is her first makeup tutorial
that we have all been waiting for.
I have been waiting for that because I wanted to have her. I wanted to learn about that highlight, you know, that she does. And I saw it last night, and it was so good. Shout out to Linda.
I am so proud of you, Linda.
Yes. So, ladies, this is like she made it mommy friendly. So yeah. You guys gotta check it out. And you know, if I'm gonna once I do my. What, I don't even know how to pronounce that girl's name. The look that
neither
she made.
Neither do I.
Well, it was a famous...
John Legend's wife.
John Legend's wife.
Oh my gosh, she's
Chrissy
gorgeous.
Chrissy
Teigen?
Teigen?
Teigen. I think it's Teigen. Yeah, she's
so
beautiful.
Yeah, so she did her look from the MILF Money
video.
And I'm like, I want to look like a MILF Money mom.
A mom I like to follow.
Yes,
so
mom
know.
I like to follow. So it's, you know, it's cool. So go check it out, guys. Go on her YouTube channel. We have
And we will link it too.
Yes, we will.
On her website.
Go check out her
But she has a great makeup tutorial. In fact, today, this morning, she inspired me and I was like, oh, I learned new things from her.
I know.
And I binge watch YouTube videos. So yes. Like she brought in the knowledge. So you should watch it. It's great. I love it. Thank you so much again for coming. I know you're really busy and congratulations on your new book. You can get Marie Tere's book Arroz con Pollo and Apple Pie on her website, right?
It'll take you directly to the Amazon link.
Her website, marieterrodriguezbellas.com. You can get it there, and you can also get her first book, her first ebook, which is Raising Bilingual Children, and her link is directly on her website again.
Yeah.
Anywhere else people can get connected with you?
I'm sure a lot of moms
I'm on Facebook,
have
Marie Tere Rodriguez Bellas. Remember, it's B-E-L-L-A-S, so it's Bellas. And at Marie Tere R. Bellas in Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope, and all that kind of stuff.
You are social. Yeah.
I'm trying.
You are totally.
I'm trying. I haven't done Periscope yet.
What do your kids say? Like you're so connected on their Instagram, and they're like, "Mom, don't tag me on your photos."
Yes, exactly. How did you know? Yeah, no, I had to beg my daughter to be my friend on Facebook. She's like, "Mom, you're my mom, not my friend." It's like, you know, because that's another good
thing. Do you guys have a conversation about that?
We had a conversation about that, and that's interesting how now my kids tell me that they like that. When they were growing up, we had that separation. My husband always used to say, "I'm your dad. I'm not your friend. I'll be your friend one day, but right now I'm your dad." Because in other houses, they would see that the parents were really cool and there was no rules and all that stuff. And we had our, you know, little discipline chart going and structure. And they now tell me they so appreciated all that, even though they didn't like it, but they could tell the difference between how the kids turned out and how it turned out.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, good to know. Hey.
Good to know. I love this. I love this.
Paulina, find us on our
social media. Follow us on our social media, guys. Our Instagram is @_supermamas. Same goes for Twitter and our Facebook page, Supermamas Podcast. And our closed group, go to our website, supermamaspodcast.com. Go under Contact Us, and there is a link there that will take you directly to the closed group.
And again, thank you to all the moms who joined us this weekend. We are so thankful for you, and I couldn't have been happier this weekend.
No.
So thank you so much.
I have good energy for days.
It was an awesome event, by the way.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Kudos. Bravo. It was wonderful. From an older mom point of view, I wish someone had done that when I was little. When my kids were little, because it was just great. It was great.
Thank you. Thank you once again for all the moms that came out. And if you guys want to see pictures of the event, just visit our website, supermamasocial.com. They'll be up very soon, and also tickets for next year.
Yay!
So you guys stay tuned, and thank you again for another wonderful week. Thank you, Marie Tere. We are out.
Super mamas.
Can I get a super mamas, Marie Tere?
Super mamas.
Bye.